these wonderful magnificences in Romans 8. And we left off there in verse 4. And thanks be to God, we were assured last week, and so thankfully assured, that we are not of the flesh, we are of the Spirit, because we are born of God. I thank the Lord, as it says in John 3:6, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. And we thank the Lord together that we're born of the Spirit, we're born of God, so we know who and what we are in Christ. Now let's go ahead and read in Romans 8, verses 5 through 9 tonight, and we'll kind of huddle there for a little bit, and we'll see where the Lord take us. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. I believe the faithfulness of God is doing that thing right now, isn't he? We're after the things of the Spirit. Praise the Lord. For to be carnally minded is death. Yep. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. And that's the mind that we have. That's the mind that the Lord says, let this mind be in you. That was also in Christ Jesus. We just thank the Lord for this beautiful life that we have in the Spirit. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh. How beautiful. Tells us all these things about the flesh, all this stuff, and my oh my, it's not looking good. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. Because he that is of the Spirit is of the Spirit. Thank the Lord. Born of the Spirit is of the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you, and yes, he does, Christian. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. But we're so thankful we're all of his. Praise be to God. All in all, this is who we are. And what happens here is these magnificence in Romans, this will cause us to apprehend even the more and the more and the more of who we really are in Christ. And we know who we are in Christ. Christ in us is the hope of glory. We know in Christ, born of God, we are born Lord of all. Amen. Amen. You can be excited and thankful about that. And I know you are. Let's believe God together. And note verse 9. Of this chapter. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be the Spirit of God dwell in you. That is just so wonderful, brothers and sisters, and it really is a pivotal reference to everything in the Word of God. Everything in the Word of God. You need to see the things in the Word of God in the new man, in the new creation, of who you are in Christ. Praise God, justified, redeemed, accepted. Hallelujah, brand new. That's how we need to see this and see it from the midst of the throne looking out, because that's what God has given us to see. That's the message that God has intended for us to lay hold, because it has apprehended us before the foundation of the world. Now, this word, we see it in this light of the new creation and the new man. My, oh my, you're going to be a happy sort. Turn on over to Ephesians chapter 4. Let's read about who we are in Christ. Let's read about this Spirit, that we're born of the Spirit. Praise be to God. This privilege. Oh, hallelujah. In Ephesians 4, verse 21. If so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus. See, it's so important to be taught in him and taught in the truth in Jesus Christ. Not talk about stuff, not try to pull things here and there, but rightfully divided word. Amen. And if so be that you've heard him, been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, here you go. That ye, and this is how it reads, if you have a margin, you can see that these words were omitted, but they need to be in there. that ye have put off concerning the former life or conversation, the old man. You have put that off. Hallelujah. Amen. Which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that ye have put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. That's done. Praise the Lord. By the blood of Jesus, you have put off the old man. And by the blood of Jesus, at that moment, you have put on the new man. Now turn on over to Colossians 3. And let's read verses 9 and 10 together. Lie not one to another. And I love how that says this. Think of this. Don't lie to me, and I'm not going to lie to you. Seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds. Praise the Lord. Know who you are in Christ. See, that thing that sometimes appears, and I'm talking about the flesh, that's not who you are. So I'm not going to lie to you. That's not me. Isn't that awesome? It's so wonderful. And you need to know that for yourself, and you need to know that for your brother in Christ. You need to know it as Christ in you knows it. Let that reign. Praise the Lord. So it says, lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds. Done. And have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Done. Thank the Lord. We just thank the Lord who we are in Christ. We thank the Lord that we're of the Spirit. Hallelujah, that we are not in the flesh. Going over to Galatians chapter 5. Galatians 5, verse 24. And they that are Christ's, are you the Lord's? Amen. Now you sure? Yes. Did he really buy you with his blood? Yes. You're not your own. Okay, so this is you, I guess, huh? All right. So they that are Christ, what happened here? Have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. Isn't that glorious? Praise the Lord. Isn't his life in us so wonderful? And then you look across the page there at verse 18. If you be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Settled. Done. Are you under the law? Wasn't the law and the ordinances that were against you? He nailed them to the cross, I believe. Right? So what's that say? If you be led of the Spirit, so you must be led of the Spirit. Because you're not under the law. Do you get this now? Very few really get this. And I'm talking about people that even know the bridal message. You need to settle in it, saints. You can't, by God's grace, let even one little root take place. A little leaven will leaven the whole lump. You keep wrestling with this, you'll never grow up. Did you hear me? You keep wrestling with this, you'll never grow up. You'll always be tormented. You'll always just circle back, just like the dog returning to his vomit. And that's a real good picture, because that's what it is. It's time. It's time to believe the word of God. How many ways does he tell us? Think of this. We could go on in other verses. We've spent three Wednesday nights really on the same beautiful topic, grace. Pure and lovely grace. And by the way, that's every time we get together. This is truth. This is it. You have to intentionally reject it and intentionally try to twist something out of context to read it otherwise. Not finish the whole context of it or take it out of context. That's the truth. Most want to have some of their flesh do something. I'm so thankful to God. I know my flesh can't do anything. The only thing my flesh could do, if I let it do it, it'll just mess it up. And that's the truth. It'll keep me from it. I'll lay down that crown in the flesh, if that's where I'm going to go with it, and I'm picking up a palm. Yes, my flesh can pick up that palm gladly, and I don't want that. Grace, grace, and the more grace. So now, with all of that, go back to verse 5 of Romans 8. All right? Now let's read this in the knowledge of who we are. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. That's not us. And here we are, they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. Lie not to one another. You have put off the old man. So when this flesh is acting like something else, that's not you. That's not me. We know who we are in Christ. And see, that confidence in the Scriptures and that confidence in the love of Christ, that will strengthen you. That fights the good fight of faith. That's the grace, praise God, that truly is so powerful. It actually kind of pushes all that stuff away. It's amazing the transformation of the sons of God in the grace of God. And we can all testify of it, and I thank the Lord for it. Now, do we really see the beautiful purpose of the flesh? I hope we do. The beautiful purpose of the flesh, the two natures. The old man's dead, but we still have two natures. And there's a war going on. There's a war between that new nature and the old nature. And we know that. The old nature is this flesh. But oh my, I thank God, he condemned sin in the flesh. It ain't getting through to the inner man. It can't. Praise the Lord. Isn't that beautiful? We thank the Lord. Once again, lie not one to another. I know that with the mind, meaning the inner man, I serve the law. And I thank the Lord for that. And you know what else I thank the Lord for? That with this flesh, I serve sin. Thank the Lord. That's all this flesh can do. That's all it can do. Praise God. Now, once again, the beautiful purpose of those two natures, the new man, praise God, that wonderful, hallelujah, that wonderful, wonderful new nature and this old nature. It's for the fight of faith. There's a warring. And here you go. The flesh never allowing us to go by feeling or by sight. And I'm saying the flesh. It just, knowing what this flesh will do if it starts to take over, I'm a wreck. Do you know that about your life? When you start, oh yeah, I've got this. Or when you start to worry or start to anxious, you start to do something. There's no peace, there's no rest, it's over. And I lie not to myself, that's not me. That's the lie. I know my life is of the Spirit. And I praise God for that so sweetly. Thank you, Jesus, for the new man. We're not going that way. We're going to shut that down right now. That's just a lie. I don't need to go into that nonsense. I don't need to worry about it. God holds that future. I'm not going to change one bit of it. He's got it. I'm resting and trusting in the Lord. I tell him my thoughts. I'm fervent in prayer. I thank the Lord I can believe God and pray for things. And I know that I give him my requests. But I also know by the grace of God, he will always do that which is right. Praise the Lord. That's the new man. That's not Jesse. No, it's not Scott. It's not Alex. It's not Gwen. It's not Paula. It's the new man. That's the one that makes those decisions of grace. Christ in me is that one that has the faith. That's the faith I live by. The faith of the Son of God. Christ in me. How powerful is that? Feed the life. Hallelujah. Feed the life. Feed the life. Praise his name. So we know that there's this precious warring, this battle. We thank the Lord that only the Word and the new creation and that Spirit is who we are. We have put off the corruptible, and brothers and sisters, we grow now in grace and mercy alone, because there is no good in the flesh. There's nothing we can do about it, so we must have grace to go on and overcome it. See, the enemy, all he wants you to do is to get bogged down in thinking about your flesh and how you're going to change it. And that's 99.9% of every Christian you'll ever meet. The whole thought is, how am I going to change this flesh? How am I going to be a better person? How about I want to know more about the love of Christ? How about I want to grow in grace and in the knowledge of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? How about being in tune with that it's the word of his grace that builds us up and gives us an inheritance among all them that are sanctified? It's not me doing works and me looking in the mirror and saying, wow, I'm becoming a really good guy. Look at all the good deeds I've done. Oh, I don't do that anymore. I put down cigarettes. I don't drink. I don't cuss. I don't. I don't have a crown. I have a palm. That's that life that praises I want to praise Christ in me. Christ liveth in me. I no longer live. I left long time ago. And I don't want that lie coming back. Amen? All right. I believe there's some confidence and grace in here. So verse 5, we are not after the flesh, brethren. We are after the Spirit, because the Spirit of Christ lives in us. Verse 6, let's read it. For to be carnally minded is death, absolutely. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Hallelujah. And this is what's being fed tonight in our lives. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. When you believe God, you're at peace. There's rest. There's abundant life, praise God. Because you're walking on that hallelujah side. You're walking in his victory that he's won for you. It's because we have the mind of Christ. We're letting this word, praise God, think for us. I just let the word think for me. Anytime this starts thinking, that's not a good thought. Let the word think for me. Our minds are renewed day by day, especially with the hope of salvation, that helmet, praise God. Our mind is affixed on the long term. Jesus is coming. Hallelujah. This is all about this time that I will be in the arms of my beloved bridegroom. Oh, amen. It's the purpose of everything. Salvation with eternal glory, brothers and sisters. Ruling and reigning in the midst of the throne with Jesus Christ. That's why I'm drawing breath. That's everything about my life. And that is that eternal hope. You know, it's the same thing with whatever promise God gave to these ones. Think of this. There was sweet Abraham. God told him that that promise was going to come through him and Sarah. Amen? They had to wait years and years and years and years. 100 years old. Sarah's womb's dead. There's still no child. All right? So all of that in between, Abraham wasn't hooked on that. He wasn't affixed on the in-between. God was taking care of the in-between. Abraham always knew the promise was coming. His whole thought was that we're going to have this child. Sarah laughed at him. Abraham, I appreciate your faith, but you're nuts, honey. It's not going to happen. Maybe we didn't hear God right. Maybe we, you know, all of these different things. My body's worn out. All of this. Abraham didn't care about the day-to-day. He knew God would take care of that. God just said, Abraham, believe me. And he believed, didn't he? And as thou hast believed, so be it done unto you. And God never doubted what would happen with Abraham, because Abraham was always the choice. The promise was not going to come through another man. The promise was not going to come through another woman. He gave Abraham that promise. What promise has he given to you? It's the same. It's the same. And he takes care of the day-to-day. He takes care of all the in-between. That's what's so glorious. Amen, sister. It's just, you know, where the Lord really started showing me that was Genesis 24. All of that wonderful passage, all of those wonderful verses, 60-some verses in that whole thing, all right? It's all about the bridegroom. It's all about the proposal. It's all about you're the choice. You're the one. You're the pearl. You're coming. You're going to have it all. I've got it all. I'm giving it to you. You're going to share it with the bridegroom. It's over. It's done. Just come with me. We'll go right to him. One half of one verse is about the journey. One half of one verse. Everything else was about the euphoria of the love. Just hold the crown, honey. Hold the crown. All the in-between, he'll take care of. Because we are of the Spirit. Because we are of the Spirit. Praise the Lord. Now, let's finish this up, 7 through 9. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. And it can't. So then they that are in the flesh can't please God. No, they can't. They can't even come to God. But by the name of Jesus. You can't even say he is God without Jesus. You think you can, but you can't. Know your word. It's marvelous what we have in Christ. But ye are not in the flesh. Just praise him every day for that. And when that lie starts to bubble up, I'm not in the flesh. No, 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 that's a lie. And you can smile and thank the Lord and then just say, oh, knock that lie off. But in the Spirit, if so be the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, and that's not us, he's none of this. So we have the Spirit of Christ, and he's all of his. So that's what's so beautiful about it. Now, see, if we just had 7 and 8 without 9, I'll tell you what, we'd be a mess. Lost, hopeless, full of works. And that's, I believe, most people that go into this Romans, because that's how they see it. Did you ever read verse 9? Well, but it really doesn't mean that. Well, what does it mean? What does John 3:6 mean? What are all those precious Ephesians 4, Colossians 3, Galatians 5, all of that? What does that mean to you? I hope it means everything. I hope it just settles everything. And it doesn't matter where my mind might go for even just a moment. I know what the mind of Christ is. And brothers and sisters, I'm so glad that this is not us. We're not of that, because we have grown up and grown only in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And it is wonderful. I thank God for his keeping and his care and how highly favored we are. This foundation of grace is laid. And we build upon nothing but praise the Lord. And you're going to continue to build on that grace and mercy. The new man is our only life. We are fully righteous. We are holy and nothing else. We are the sons of God right now. We are born of God. Hallelujah. And there's one thing for us. We're born Lord of all, to reign. And that's it. And I thank God it is that clear. That cookie is that low on the shelf to just grab it and eat. Thank you, Jesus. Now, let's go on to the magnificence that begins to pour forth through now in the rest of these scriptures here in Romans. Verse 10, let's read it. If Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin. Is that you? Amen. But the Spirit is life because of righteousness. Hallelujah. Galatians 2:20, it's seamless. You know, it's just this one continuous, beautiful testimony of grace. I am crucified with Christ. So we'll go back and let's read that again. If Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. And here's why. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. So that life died, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. We walk in the Spirit. Our life, praise God, that we live is by what? Faith. What is faith? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Your life is the word of God and nothing but. That's the spirit life. That's walking in the spirit. I want to walk in all of it. That's for every Christian. Thank you, Lord. That's their life. It's the same life all of us have. It's the life of Christ. It's the same faith all of us have. It's the faith of the Son of God. It's the same favor. It's the same acceptance. Praise the Lord. Just grow up in the knowledge of it. That's the key. That's the beauty of this. It's done. Grow up. Grow up in all the privilege. Grow up in all of the immensity of what grace and mercy has afforded you. You've been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. God has not withheld a thing. He freely gave us his Son. How could he not freely give us all things? Now let's go find out all the free things he gave us in his Son since we've got it all. Well, this is the entirety of the Word of God. Praise the Lord. It is. It's just, I can't believe it, but it's true. The Word of God tells us this. And I believe we believe the word of God. Let's just know it. And then it is just too much. Salvation is too much. The plan of God to send his only begotten Son to die for us is too much. So you know if that's too much, then nothing is too much for God. So ruling and reigning jointly with the Lamb of God, glorified, exalted to the same glory as the I am that I am, very God of very God, is not too much. Because he's God. And more importantly, because his word tells us that. The Bible tells us so. Thank you, Jesus. And that's what is so magnificent. So Christ lives in us. It's the whole pinnacle of everything. The bridal message, Christ in you, the hope of glory. There it is. The same life that you got right at salvation. Hallelujah. And that's the pinnacle of it all. That's the mystery of it all. Christ in you, the hope of glory. We were rejoicing on Sunday. Glory's going to praise that bride. Crowns are going to be cast at her because she'll be with him. And I don't plan to cast one crown. I ain't letting go of this one for eternity. A lot of wonderful things were written, but there were a lot of things that weren't seen perfectly. Thank God you do. Now this is the Spirit of Christ, the Son in the Trinity, that lives and lives in all Christians. This is this verse 10, going back to Romans 8, sorry. But in Romans 8, verse 10... as it says there, and if Christ be in you, the life of Christ, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. So this is the life of Christ that comes in to live in us once we give, accept Jesus Christ as our Savior. All Christians have this spirit of life. But there is more, brothers and sisters. There is a power that grows us up in this life of Christ Jesus and grows us up and is essential to grow us up for full maturity. Jesus, born as a babe, he had to grow to the fullness of glory to fulfill everything, to rule and to reign with his wife. Amen. He showed us that even as a man. Now, before we go on to verse 11, let's just go ahead and read it. But before we go on, I want to comment a couple things on it. I think we'll save the majority of it, Lord willing, if Jesus tarry, for next week. But see, in verse 10 it says, if Christ be in you, the body's dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. We've been made the very righteousness of God in Christ Jesus at the very moment of salvation. Done. Fully righteous, fully holy. Praise God. Now listen to this. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead. Now see, now we're speaking of a different spirit in context. The spirit of him that raised Jesus. Who is the spirit of him that raised Jesus? The power of his might. The Holy Ghost. It was the Holy Ghost that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Hallelujah. That's that power. That's the power of his resurrection that we need to know him in. And this is speaking of that very power of the resurrection, what the Holy Ghost does in our lives. And I want you to think about this. We know what the Holy Ghost is for, and we know what the Holy Ghost does in our life, don't we? Amen? Does the Holy Ghost perfect our flesh? No! So why am I in Romans 8 thinking somehow this is about perfecting the flesh and this is what the Holy Ghost does? You miss the whole point. You know the Word of God. The Holy Ghost is to lead you into all truth. The Holy Ghost is to take love and shed it abroad in your heart. The Holy Ghost is the fruit of the Spirit, the love, the joy, the peace, the long-suffering, meekness, kindness, all of those things. That's the Holy Ghost. That's what this is about. That's what this is about. That's what walking in the Spirit is. This is the thankfulness, the power. That's why Romans 8:1 started. There is therefore now no condemnation. So if there's no condemnation and all of that, why am I thinking about the flesh? Why am I spending time on that? The enemy wants you to spend time on that. That's who wants you to spend time on that. The Lord wants you to know you have put off that and you have put on the new man. It's a necessity for the two natures. It's a necessity that you're weak and you're in this weakened flesh. You're in this sinful flesh. It's absolutely, it's perfect. You are wonderfully and fearfully made, exactly made to need Jesus, exactly made to be weak, exactly made, praise be to God, for the Lord to send a messenger of Satan to hit you with a thorn, to buffet you, to beat you, to say, oh, I'm a bad Christian. And then the Lord to come to you and say, no, you're just a little slow. You're not believing. You don't get this. I'm doing this so you have no confidence in that flesh. No confidence. Because I've given you all truth. I've given you the message of my heart, my love, my dove, my fair one, to rule and to reign with me. And I'm going to intentionally do this because with this message that's so overwhelming, with this knowledge that's so great, so incredible, if I don't do that in you with a messenger of Satan to buffet you, you would be puffed up. You would be back over there glorying in your flesh. Instead of understanding, as Paul said in a very sweet way, oh, wretched man that I am. It's a wretched thing, but it's beautiful. The tents of Kedar are a glorious thing. But there's those curtains of Solomon. It's beautiful. What was in them badger skins? Everything. Everything. Going to have to go back and we'll do that tabernacle study again. Quicken us. Praise the Lord. Now, before we get way into verse 11, there was something very sweet the Lord revealed to my heart in studying this out. Do you see the first words in verses 9, 10, and 11? You get a verse 9, there's a but. Verse 10, there's an and. And verse 11, another but. All right? Those three words in the Greek are the same word. So to a translator, you know, basically you're at a discretion in a sense, but we do believe that these ones that were gathered together, absolutely anointed of the Lord to put these things together, and we know that this is the perfect word of God. We're so thankful for that. But I thank God as he takes us in to study and rightfully divide the truth. I thank the Lord that we understand this because of his Spirit. Remember that. It's not because of my research or anybody's knowledge or because they went to some seminary or cemetery or whatever you want to call it. It's none of that stuff. But I want you to see this and what I'm talking about. When you read verse 10, and it reads so beautiful, if Christ be in you, the body, and see, it comes from verse 9, so let's just start back in verse 9. You got to get that running start because it's so beautiful. It's like a long jump, high jump, 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 whatever. But it says, but ye are not in the flesh, praise God, but in the Spirit, if so be the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, that again, that's answered in Christ, and we know that we're not in the flesh. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of this. And, so it's like it goes on, right? And, if Christ be in you, yes, because we have that blood, and that was answered in verse 9. And, if he be in you, the body is dead because of sin. But the Spirit is life because of righteousness. Now, let's use and again. And, so here's more again, and, not a but an and. And if the Spirit, and let's just say it this way, and if the Holy Ghost that raised Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. So do you see, it's just more and more and more and more. It's not, it's an and if. It's and if the Holy Ghost dwell in you. And that what's so beautiful about that is we know what happened to the disciples in Acts chapter 2. Jesus Christ told them in John, the Holy Ghost is with you and shall be in you. So we know that's more. And we know that from verse 10 to 11 is the more. From verse 10, salvation, to verse 11, the infilling of the Holy Ghost. Now we're talking about power. Hallelujah. The very resurrection power of Jesus Christ. The power of his might. Thank you, Lord. And think again about what that power brings to us. In our minds, we think of the power of the resurrection. And it is beautiful. Christ, again, being raised from the dead. Being brought, praise God, from that Shiloh all the way up, praise the Lord, raised and then seated in the heavens in Christ. Hallelujah. So wonderful, right at the right hand of God. But the power that the Holy Ghost gives to us, brothers and sisters, is all truth. The power that the Holy Ghost gives to us, brothers and sisters, is love shed abroad in our heart. The power that the Holy Ghost gives to us, brothers and sisters, is all of that fruit of the Spirit. Praise God. So that power that, again, the Holy Ghost gives to us truly is the resurrection power, because it's the full overcoming power that raised Christ from the dead. The word of the Lord raised him. In 3 days I will rise again. That's the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord is true. Praise God, it is. And thanks be to God, it was the word of the God, word of God, and the power of his might to perform it. It's the word of God, the life of Christ that we have in us, and then being filled with the Holy Ghost, the power of his might to perform it. Isn't this glorious? Oh, I thank God for this. I really do. That's the power. Hallelujah. That's this wonderful encouragement that we have. And that's exactly what happened with those disciples. They got filled with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost was with them, shall be in you. They got quickened in their mortal bodies. There was an increase of growth. There was an increase of power. That's what quickened means. That's why Jesus said to the disciples, but especially to Peter, you'll have power after he, the Holy Ghost, is come upon you. After you get filled, Peter, you're going to have power, son. You're going to be quickened. And what was that power? Was it to go floating across the room or anything like that? No, it was to preach the word of God. It was to believe the word of God. Hallelujah. It was that boldness, praise God, to be used of the Lord, to grow into the promise that Peter, praise God, was given of God. And that's exactly what the Holy Ghost does in us. That's what he's doing right now. That's why you must have the infilling of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. To go on into verse 11. And especially to go on verse 14. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they're the mature sons of God. Now we're in the power of his might. See, that's the transition from that's what verse 11 does. Verse 11 puts us in now from the Spirit of Christ dwelling in us, the Spirit of Christ dwelling in us with the power of the Holy Ghost in us. That's the acceleration of growth, the increase of power. That's what quickening is. It can't happen. You can't have that quickening, of this quickening, without the Holy Ghost. That's why now when we get to verse 14, we're not talking about children. We're talking about sons, huios sons. The whole meaning in the Greek changes by the time you get to verse 14. We're talking about mature sons. And that's why we needed to get to mature sons real fast, because in verse 17, we're talking about joint heirs together with Jesus Christ. And then we're just going to do the wrap up, because you know what? There's going to be glory revealed in us in verse 18. And the earnest expectation of everything that's ever been made, built, whatever has breath, is waiting for the manifestation of those mature sons of God. That's what this whole thing is about. Praise the Lord. This isn't the Holy Ghost perfecting your flesh. This is about the Holy Ghost quickening the inner man, the life that's led in the Spirit that you are, the life of Christ. Praise God that you are. Don't doubt it. He that is born of the Spirit is Spirit. He that is born of the Spirit is Spirit. Ye are not in the flesh, because you know what? We are now the sons of God. Just a big, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Let's call it a night. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Till he come, saints, till he come. We'll continue on by the grace of God into more grace. Thank you, Jesus. Let's stand, be dismissed.